Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we're being joined by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Youth Outreach Educator for Dallas County, Kathy Rodenhouse. Kathy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to share what's going on in my world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, can you believe, like, April's around the corner?
Right. Yeah, April Fool's Day. You know, if you've ever played any joke,
right.
Monday is the day.
Absolutely. But no, you know, we're not going to have any jokes here. We're going to be, you know, straight to the point. And actually,
right.
Coming up on Monday, April 1st, you mentioned it, well, that starts a couple of Wonders of Nature programs. That's going to be going all the way until April 24th. So this is for kindergarten through fifth graders in six different locations within Dallas County. And coming up on April 1st, you'll start off in DeSoto.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, 4:30 to 5:30 DeSoto Library. All these programs are through the library, and we will be making binoculars and going on a little adventure with nature. If it's nice out, we'll be outside for a little bit. If not, we're going to take a trip around the classroom.
All right. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Can you share the other dates of in the other locations in Dallas County that you're going to be there for the Wonders of Nature programs?
Sure. So April 1st is the DeSoto Library. April 10th is Granger Library. April 16th is Adel Library. April 17th is Perry Library. And Woodward is April 24th.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. That way, you know, we can get everybody to mark their calendars. And yeah, so you can go to the one that is in your area. So thank you for detailing us about that. That sounds like a really fun program for the younger kids out there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. They love it. It's very interactive and we just have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, fun is the name of the game. That'll be fantastic. And then actually for like middle school and youth kids, you have an important program coming up in Granger on April 19th, On Your Own and Okay. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So this program is mainly for youth in middle school to kind of test out if they are able to stay at home for a couple hours while their parents are at work or if they're running to the store. So they will learn safety tips, emergency information, watching their siblings, and there will be a family component that will help them have a discussion with their family about when they're ready for that.
What time is the program going on?
Sure. So Granger Park and Rec, it will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if they just come, we'll have a fun learning experiential day and we'll have some wonderful time.
All right. Yeah. A great program and also going to receive some great information along with that as well. So, you know, thank you for that. And then here in Perry, you will be a guest teacher at St. Patrick's School, visiting the health class and talking about maybe some activities that can calm your mind as well as doing some physical activities as well. Yeah. Why don't you give us the details about that?
Sure. So I will be guest teacher at the St. Patrick's in Perry and on Thursday, April 18th, and we will be doing some mindfulness and enjoy some relaxation, calm atmosphere.
Okay, yeah, and you know, I know we were talking a little bit, but just kind of that, you know, this could be, you know, very beneficial for, I mean, obviously, you know, the physical side, but with mental health, I mean, that's such a big topic, especially nowadays. So I think those activities will be good for that as well.
Oh, yeah. We can all use a little mindfulness and mental health calmness in our lives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I can. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, no, cool. Well, thank you for doing that. And then towards the end of the month on April 24th, you're also going to be kind of a guest representative at ADM High School for their Power Hour, where you get to actually, you know, tell students all about your job.
Yeah, I will be talking about what has drawn me to Iowa State Extension and Outreach and how all my experiences have actually led up to this position. And that is incredible to be able to say that. I love my job and this is where I'm supposed to be.
Absolutely. Can you actually share with us, how long have you been working with ISU Extension and Outreach?
Sure. I am very young in the extension world. So I would say probably close to 7 months, but I knew right away that this is where I am supposed to be.
Awesome. Well, no, you know what? You got to start somewhere. You know, you could have fooled me. I thought if you would have told me like 30 years, I would have like believed you. So you certainly have like you come across, you have that demeanor like you've been doing it a long time. So I think it's fit, yep. It's fit for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've had many different types of experiences in my jobs. And this is definitely the one that I'm really passionate about. And this is where I need to be. So
awesome. Well, thank you for running us through that. And again, those are some of the programs coming up in April, you know, sounding like a busy time. I mean, I'm sure it's always busy, but at the same time, I'm sure it's always fun to kind of put these things together and go spread some knowledge.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by. That is the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Youth Outreach Educator, Kathy Rodenhouse for Dallas County. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And that is our Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.